Oklahoma wheat prices have dropped about $1.35 since the end of June. And here for perspective is Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. And Kim, give us an idea of what's been going on.
Well, before we talk about current conditions, let's go back to May and June of 2010. At that point in time, wheat prices in Oklahoma were at $3.50 in mid-June of 2010. If you look at the world production, it was projected to be 24.7 billion bushels, a near record. Every report, I don't care if it was an analyst estimate or the USDA WASD, from that point on lowered the world production estimates, and with lower production estimates, the price started going up. Then another thing that was going on in 2010 was the value of the dollar, that index relative to other currencies, was in the 75 to 80 level, significantly lower than now. Prices went from 350 in June to 620 on September 1 and were 890 by February. This year we're having just the opposite happen. We're nearly every report come out, if it's an analyst report or if it's a USDA report, raises world wheat production. We've had higher increases in Germany and France, the European Union, the Russia, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, Australia, Argentina. Around the world, every report that comes out raises production, and as production estimates go up, the price of wheat goes down. Also, if you look at that index of the dollar, it's running around 96, 97 points, 20-25% higher than in 2010, and that's another dollar and 25 to $1.50 lower price that we have now. Higher wheat production, lower prices.
Lots of things that contribute. Now, in terms of the 2015 crop, how much of that has been sold currently?
Well, I've got an unscientific survey. In other words, I visited with a few local elevators. They say that as a percentage, they've got a higher percentage of wheat in the bins for the 2015 harvest than they did in 2014. Of course, we've about doubled our production and harvest this year, so we got twice as much in the bin. But what that tells me is that we've still got a lot of wheat in the bin for farmers to sell, and that also is a negative for Oklahoma prices.
For those thinking about selling in the future, what are your price expectations then?
Well, as we've said, sell on the rally. So we're going to have some price rallies. It looks like the price is building a floor right now. It's wallowing around. If we break it, we've probably got maybe a 30 cent downside potential. The odds against it going down, I'd say, is about 60%. That it's going to go up, and 40% that it's going to go down. So if I was a producer, I would stagger my wheat into the market, set me a price target and a date, and I'd move it in between now and, say, January, February time period.
Okay, good advice. Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.